everyone, and welcome back to another episode of King's Kids Radio. I'm your host, Michaela, and we're going to be doing things a little different today. Instead of singing at the beginning like we've always done, we're going to sing at different times throughout the lesson. So make sure you're ready at any moment to worship the Lord, okay? Now, let's head over to the park and meet a couple of kids, Callie and Rufus, and see what they're up to.
It's a really nice day today. The sun is so shiny and the gentle breeze feels so good.
What are you talking about? It's burning hot and the breeze is so gentle you can't even feel it.
Nah, it feels great today. In fact, I feel like singing.
Aw, man, you can't even sing.
And neither can you, but I can play it on my phone. This song has been running through my head all day. Here, let me find it.
Hey, that sounds pretty good. Let's use your earbuds.
Okay, let's share them.
You know what? That was a pretty fun song. You must be in a good mood.
I am in a good mood, but I have good news, so maybe that's why I feel that way.
What's happening?
I turned 12 last week, remember?
Oh, yeah. And you enjoyed your birthday gifts, too. Didn't even share with me.
But that's not why I'm happy. I was finally able to join the church cleanup team.
Why does that make you happy?
What do you mean? Aren't you looking forward to that?
I don't know. It just seems kind of a lot of work, you know?
I don't see it that way. I kind of think of it like how our Sunday school teacher taught us. He told us about Josiah and how he had a responsibility towards the house of God.
Oh, I don't want to hear about that right now.
But it's a really good story.
Yeah, but we can talk about it in Sunday school. I want to talk about something different now.
Okay. Well, I guess we could talk about how trashy this area looks. I guess people must be using this place as a camping spot and don't clean up after themselves.
Yeah, it's a shame. Well, what are you doing this evening?
Hold on, aren't we going to clean this up? It wouldn't take us too long, only 5 minutes.
Oh, come on. Ever since you were saved, you've been acting so different. We don't have to do this. This is not our responsibility. We didn't put the trash on the ground. Someone else will clean it up.
Okay, now I've got to tell you about Josiah.
Oh, why?
It's a good story. Josiah also took responsibility for something that wasn't his fault, and it really helped his kingdom.
He was a king?
Yeah, one of the most important kings in the Old Testament. And get this, he was 8 years old when he became king.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and after he had been king for a while, he took responsibility for something very important.
What?
So you want to hear the story?
Fine, you win. I want to hear it.
Cool. So Josiah was in his throne room, and he was thinking about something he needed to do. Suddenly, he turned to his secretary and said,
"There's been a lot of money collected for the house of the Lord, right?"
"Yes. What's going on, my king?"
"Well, I've been thinking. The house of the Lord is falling apart, and I'm sitting in my palace. This doesn't feel right."
"Well, my king, what would you propose we do?"
"I've got a plan. Let's take that money and use it to build the house of the Lord again. God put me in the place of being king, and it's my responsibility to make sure the house of the Lord is being maintained."
"Well, are you sure? I can think of several ways this money could be used to assist the kingdom. You weren't the one who broke down the Lord's house, after all."
"It doesn't matter who broke it down. If I have the power to help the Lord's house, then that is what I need to do. Start work on the temple immediately."
So the secretary went to Hilkiah the high priest and told him the king's command.
"Hello, Hilkiah. How are you doing today?"
"Well, my roof didn't fall in on me, so I think I'm doing all right."
"That's good. So why do you have a bandage on your knee then?"
"That was the floorboard saying hello."
"You fell?"
"No, but the floor did. Again."
"Ah, I see. Well, I have good news for you then."
"You brought more band-aids?"
"Better. I brought money. The king said to take all the money that has been given to the house of the Lord and use it to fix the temple. He said to have you appoint workers to repair the house of the Lord immediately."
"Is this a joke?"
"No, I'm serious." "Hilkiah, he fainted!"
After Hilkiah got over his shock, he joyfully gathered workers and they began building the temple.
"Yes, yes, boys, put your backs into it. We don't have all day."
"That's easy for you to say, Hilkiah. I'm the one holding the hammer."
"And you've been working well, too. Let's sing a song to pass the time."
"My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do.
He made the trees,
he made the seas,
he made the elephants too.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do.
The mountains are his,
the valleys are his,
the stars are his handiwork too.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. There's nothing my God cannot do. There's nothing my God cannot do for you."
That was fun. Let's sing another one.
"Hold on a second. I saw something in the corner over there. It seems to be an ancient scroll. Let me open this."
"What is it?"
"It can't be."
"What? Tell us."
It's the Book of the Law. We thought it was lost for good."
"What does that mean?"
"That means the king must see this right away."
Hilkiah hurries and gives the scroll to the king's secretary, urging him to give it to the king.
"King Josiah, Hilkiah gave me the scroll they found while building the temple, and you will never believe what it is."
"What?"
"Hilkiah says it's the Book of the Law. This is what God told the children of Israel to follow back in the time of Moses. We thought it was destroyed."
"That's incredible. What does it say? Read it to me."
So the secretary began to read, and read, and read some more. But Josiah was fascinated. Finally, the secretary was done. Josiah was silent for a second, and then...
"My king, why are you tearing your coat?"
"This is terrible.
The nation of Israel is in serious trouble. Didn't you hear what the scroll said? God promised judgment on his people if they didn't follow the law. And Israel has definitely not been following the law.
But my king, you weren't the one who did this. This was your ancestors' fault and the people. This is not your responsibility.
What happens in Israel is my responsibility, whether I did it or not. We need to find out what will happen to this nation and how to make it right. If we don't, Israel could be destroyed.
So the secretary gathers several other men, including Hilkiah, and went to go talk to a prophetess about what would happen to the people of Israel.
You seem troubled. What brings you here?
We know that God speaks to you, and we need some wisdom on what he wants us to do. We are in serious trouble.
Tell Josiah that Jehovah says he will destroy this nation because of their wickedness. They have made false gods and are being very sinful. He is not happy, and Israel will be judged because of it.
Oh, no!
But also tell Josiah that because he repented when he heard the book of the law and took responsibility for the sins of Israel, the destruction of Israel will not happen in his time.
When Josiah heard this news, he made a promise to God that he would follow his laws with all of his heart and all of his soul, and the people promised with him. We can decide to follow Jesus today. That is our responsibility. We do this when we repent and are baptized in Jesus' name. When we do this, God gives us his gift, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Josiah didn't only take responsibility for himself, he also took responsibility for Israel and the house of the Lord.
I know what you're trying to say. Church cleanup isn't a chore. It's our responsibility to God.
Yep, and the trash in the park is our responsibility as good citizens. You gonna help me clean it up?
Okay, fine. I guess you win this time. Let's get to cleaning.
Sure. It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
You know what? I think so, too.
Well, after hearing that Bible story, I definitely want to be more responsible, don't you, kids? If you want to read this story about Josiah, you can find it in the Bible, 2 Chronicles chapter 34. Well, friends, that wraps up today's lesson. We're so glad you tuned in today and hope you'll visit again next week. See you later!
King's Kids Radio!
Hello, King's Kids. This is Pastor Dudley. We are so glad you joined us for this King's Kids Radio episode. Remember to join us each Sunday evening at 6 p.m. for a brand new lesson. And don't forget, our past lessons are always available to listen to on our website. We'd also like to extend an invitation to you and to your family to join us for services on Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. You can also listen to our services live at faithtabernaclejc.org. We want to thank you for listening to King's Kids Radio, and may God bless each and every one of you.